Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. The Iranian president says that the next American president must admit defeat and surrender to Iran. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes with the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, the president of Iran, Rouhani, says that the next U.S. president must admit defeat and surrender to Iran. What can you tell us about this threat from the president?
Jimmy, I think this is just classic projection. In other words, projecting Iran's own sense of defeat under the U.S. sanctions, which have crippled their economy. The rial has crashed, completely crashed. It's virtually worthless. That's the Iranian currency. So I think this is just projection. I think this is Rouhani essentially signaling that Iran is at its wit's end, that they don't know what to do. And as we know now from the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, the Iranian hackers have been trying to interfere in U.S. elections to damage President Trump. They've been impersonating a group called the Proud Boys, which until this story hit the news, I don't think anybody had ever heard of. I certainly hadn't heard of them. They're supposed to be some kind of white supremacist group out there. They deny that they're white supremacists, by the way. They're probably 13 guys in a basement, you know. But at any rate, the Iranians have been sending out emails to Democrat voters whose information that they got by hacking voter registration sites. This is one of the things that I talk about in The Election Heist, my new book, sending them emails warning them that if they vote for President Trump, the Proud Boys will come and get them. And the DNI was very prompt in denouncing this effort by the Iranians to interfere in the election. So I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a desperation on the part of the Iranian regime. They desperately need Joe Biden to become president because Biden has already said he will restore the failed Iran deal and basically lift sanctions on them. He is their only lifeline, and that ultimately, I think, is what this is all about.
Ken Timmerman explaining why the Iranian president, Rouhani, says that the next American president must admit defeat and then surrender to Iran. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The bravado of the Iranian President Rouhani that America will surrender to Iran, having admitted defeat, does not fit the prophetic scenario that is found in the Bible. Iran, known as Persia in Ezekiel 38:5, Iran will join an Islamic coalition to endeavor to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. This alignment will fail, and according to the prophetic text, will be destroyed themselves. That's Ezekiel chapter 39, verses 1 to 6. God's word will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...